And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode where we will be reading through the Bible. In this Bible in a Year daily reading plan. Welcome to day 13. We will be reading through Genesis chapter 24, verse 50 through chapter 26, verse 11, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10. Now, we will also conclude with the eventide portion of God Calling for day 13, as well as an invitation to receive the Lord Jesus if you haven't received Him yet. Why are you waiting? Tomorrow is never promised to us, sweet friend. In fact, I don't know about you, but I'm in a bit of a shock that Lisa Marie Presley died at 54 years young. I was just in Graceland for the first time in October of 2022, and it's such a magical place. And I'm just in shock. No one thought she would die so young. And she was also the same age that, well, my father had passed away when he was only 54. And then Lisa Marie passed away young, a few years older than her father did when he passed away, but of course it's really, gosh, all she knew was grief her whole life, since her father died when she was a little girl, and then the death of her son. Oh, I know the whole world that love the Presleys and love Elvis Presley are in shock. It just goes to show how short life is. It's so short. Tomorrow is not promised to us, sweet friend, so I advise you to just hang out with me. I'm going to be reading the scriptures very slowly today, or tonight, whatever time it is when you receive this or open this podcast. Now, I want this to reach as many people as possible, so I might have to tweak my style a little bit so it reaches a bigger audience, and that is Christian ASMR. Now, at first I was like, what? That sounds like an oxymoron, you know, ASMRs, but then I realized it's just a style, and just like music is a style, there can be Christian music, and there can be music that's not uplifting. Same thing with ASMR. It's a style, and the category, though, is for those who want an uplifting word or prayer, and I want to reach a bigger audience because I believe God wants everyone to hear this. So, I may also show my face once in a while. We shall see as we do this, but I don't know if you saw my Friday notes. That's going to be every Friday, and it's going to be an archive or something very recent or present of a song. And it'll be soft or normal or loud. It just depends. And so today it was so strange because I was already planning on posting for today. And that was my experience at Peel Street. And you'll see. It's just a really short video, but you'll see it. And it's just so strange because I was already planning on posting this days ago. And I was just shocked to hear about Lisa Marie who passed away. So before we begin, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Adonai, come before you on this 13th day of this journey of reading through the Bible in a year. And I just ask you to comfort all of us and mourn with us. We mourn for Lisa Marie, Lord. I believe Elvis Presley and his family, they left a huge legacy on this land. She's going to be missed here on this earth, Lord. And you said in your word that you mourn with those who mourn, and you comfort those who mourn. So thank you for comforting our hearts, Lord, as we experience the emotions and the shock the news of Lisa Marie passing away so young. I realize, and I must repent, and I'll do it publicly. I repent for saying that you take things away. You do things. No, you don't. You gave the keys to the church. Jesus reconciled. The power from the enemy, he took it from the enemy at his resurrection. And he put the keys from the enemy, he gave it to the church. That's why we pray. If you were in control, Lord, we wouldn't need to pray, would we? Only Kevin Zadai is teaching us or preaching us, Lord, and it's true. You didn't take my father. I know you didn't. We have an enemy, and that's why we need to pray. We have an enemy whose name is Satan. He loves to hide. He loves to hijack people. He loves to use people for evil. Oh, Lord, thank you for just helping us. Sometimes we may cause an early death because of our choices in life. You didn't do it, but our choices. I'm not saying that's what my father did or anybody else who dies young, but just in general, I know you don't kill. I mean, if you did, you would have done that when you came to the earth, Jesus, but you did not do that. You came to give life, and life more abundantly. So Lord, I'm here to represent you, represent your truth, that you don't kill, you don't steal, you don't destroy. That is the devil. He does that. And it's up to us to pray. You gave us the keys to pray to you, Father. By the power of your sweet Holy Spirit, I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Genesis chapter 24, verse 50 through 67. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, "The matter comes from the Lord, so we cannot speak to you, bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before you. Take her and go, and let her be the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has spoken." And it came about, when Abraham's servant heard their words, that he bowed himself to the ground before the Lord. And the servant brought out articles of silver and articles of gold and garments, and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave precious things to her brother and to her mother. Then he and the men who were with him ate and drank and spent the night. When they arose in the morning, he said, "Send me away to my master." But her brother and her mother said, "Let the girl stay with us a few days, say 10. Afterward, she may go." And he said to them, "Do not delay me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master." And they said, "We will call the girl and consult her wishes." Then they called Rebekah and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." Thus they sent away their sister Rebekah and her nurse with Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "May you, our sister, become thousands of 10,000s, and may your descendants possess the gate of those who hate them." Then Rebekah arose with her maids, and they mounted the camels and followed the man. So the servant took Rebekah and departed. Now Isaac had come from going to Be'er Lahai-Rohi, for he was living in the Negev. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field toward evening. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, camels were coming. And Rebecca lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from the camel. And she said to the servant, "Who is that man walking in the field to meet us?" And the servant said, "He is my master." Then she took her veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebecca, and she became his wife, and he loved her. Thus Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Chapter 25. Abraham's death. Now Abraham took another wife, whose name was Keturah. She bore to him Zimran, and Yokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shuah. And Yokshan became the father of Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Ashurim, and Letushim, and Leumim. And the sons of Midian were Ephah, and Epher, and Hanoch, and Abida, and Eldaah. All these were the sons of Keturah. Now Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. But to the sons of his concubines, Abraham gave gifts while he was still living, and sent them away from his son Isaac eastward, to the land of the east. And these are all the years of Abraham's life that he lived, 175 years. And Abraham breathed his last, and died in a ripe old age, an old man, and satisfied with life. And he was gathered to his people. Then his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the fields of Ephron the son of Zohar the Hittite, facing Mamre, the field which Abraham purchased from the sons of Heth. There Abraham was buried with Sarah, his wife. And it came about, after the death of Abraham, that God blessed his son Isaac. And Isaac lived by Be'er Lahai Roi. Now these are the records of the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's maid, bore to Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names in the order of their birth: Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, and Kedar, and Abdil, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Masah, Hadad, and Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their villages and by their camps. 12 princes according to their tribes. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people. And they settled from Havilah to Shur, which is east of Egypt, as one goes toward Assyria. He settled in defiance of all his relatives. Now these are the records of the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham became the father of Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Aramean of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, or Laban, the Aramean, to be his wife. And Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord answered him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it is so, why then am I this way?" So she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples shall be separated from your body. And one people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger." When her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. Now the first came forth red, all over, like a hairy garment, and they named him Esau. And afterward his brother came forth with his hand holding on to Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob, or Jacob. And Esau was 60 years old when she gave birth to them. When the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a peaceful man, living in tents. Now Esau loved Esau because he had a taste for game. But Rebekah loved Jacob. And when Jacob had cooked stew, Esau came in from the field, and he was famished. And Esau said to Jacob, "Please, let me have a swallow of that red stuff there, for I am famished." Therefore his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, "First, sell me your birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I'm about to die, so what use then is the birthright to me?" And Jacob said, "First, swear to me." So he swore to him, and sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew, and he ate and drank, and rose and went on his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Chapter 26, verses 1 through 11. Now there was a famine in the land, besides the previous famine that had occurred in the days of Abraham. So Isaac went to Gerar, to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, and the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Stay in the land of which I shall tell you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and to your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath which I swore to your father Abraham, and I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and I will give your descendants all these lands, and by your descendants all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed me and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." So Isaac lived in Gerar. When the men of the place asked about his wife, he said, "She is my sister." But he was afraid to say, "My wife," thinking the men of the place might kill me on account of Rebekah, for she is beautiful. And it came about, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out through a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was caressing his wife Rebekah. Then Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Behold, certainly she is your wife. How then did you say, 'She is my sister'?" And Isaac said to him, "Because I said, 'Lest I die, on account of her. And Abimelech said, "What is this you have done to us? One of the people might easily have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt upon us." So Abimelech charged all the people, saying, "He who touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death." The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10. The 12 Disciples' Instructions for Service. In having summoned his 12 disciples, he gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon or Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax gatherer, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out after instructing them, saying, "Do not go in the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter any city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Do not acquire gold or silver or copper for your money belts, or a bag for your journey, or even two tunics, or sandals, or staff. For the worker is worthy of his support. And into whatever city or village you enter, inquire who is worthy in it, and abide there until you go away. And as you enter the house, give it your greeting. And if the house is worthy, let your greeting of peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your greeting of peace return to you. And whoever does not receive you nor heed your words as you go out of that house or that city, shake off the dust of your feet. Truly I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you shall even be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not become anxious about how or what you will speak, for it shall be given to you in that hour what you are to speak. For it is not you who speak, but it is the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. And brother will deliver a brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all on account of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved. But whenever they persecute you in the city, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you shall not finish going through the cities of Israel until the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become as his teacher, and the slave as his master. If they have called the head of the house Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household? Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim upon the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul. But rather, fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet, not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, do not fear. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who shall confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever shall deny me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be the members of his household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life shall lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake shall find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever, in the name of a disciple, gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. God calling, eventide. Day 13, January 13. Fight evil forces. Jesus said, you are going to be a mighty force against evil because you will be ever increasingly the agent of divine power. Think, when this is so, how could you for one moment imagine that evil could leave you alone? It is to the advantage of evil to thwart you. Think how those who care for you in the unseen watch to see you conquer in my strength for my glory. The great battles of your world are fought in the unseen. Fight there your battles and win. More than conquerors through him who loves you. Fight with the whole armor of God, ready, prepared for you. Victors through me, press on. Victory is in sight. Well, Father, just come before you. We thank you for revealing more of your will to us through Jesus, your Son, your only begotten Son. Jesus healed all. Jesus gave us the authority, those who know him, to heal every kind of sickness and every kind of disease. Your will is not to steal, kill, and destroy. It's not to kill, steal, and destroy human life. No, it is to kill and destroy evil. We have been taught, Lord, that you are in control. You are not in control. No, you left the control to the church. It's up to us to pray. and by praying we push back the kingdom of darkness that has controlled this earth for so long. We are in a fallen and broken world, but you have put us here to walk in your power, authority, and strength, and for that I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, by the power of your sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. So, basically, I just want to share a couple of revelations that were dropped in my heart while I was sharing the word. And that is the meditation that Isaac was doing, or Isaac was doing, just about when Rebekah was brought back to him from Abraham's servant, who now became Isaac's servant. Wow. I wonder what he was meditating on towards evening with the Lord. Meditating. A lost art. It was before the law was given through Moses. Meditating on God. Meditating on the promises. What was he meditating on? And then Rebekah was given a choice to go, and she decided to go. And then we also see the next Abimelech. The same scenario. The apple does not fall far from the tree. When Abraham said that Sarai was his sister, and then later on Sarah was his sister, and Isaac did the same thing with Rebekah. So both beautiful. See? Beauty is a gift. So that was such a similar scenario as what happened to his father, Abraham. And then, of course, Rebekah being pregnant with Jacob and Esau, and Esau despising his birthright. The apple does not fall far from the tree. And God's will is not to kill, steal, and destroy life. And sweet friend, before we go, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died just for you, and you would like to know him as your very own Lord and Savior, would you please pray the following prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose you and will live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are now his child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart, sweet friend. Tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are so precious to him. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Blessings to you.